Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app. It is great. River Network, that's the app. And then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me at the same time on the River Talk Radio Network, which includes our latest radio station, Signal 94.9 FM, plus 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show, which is not much to see unless we have guests, and that's the Facebook live stream. You can see that on my profile page on Facebook. That's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name Vassilaris rhymes with Asilaris, but you add a V. You can also see it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. So, hi. And I told you, there's nothing to see here. Just some idiot talking into a microphone. All right, so we got tickets. Gary Allen, pair of tickets. That's right. Gary Allen tickets live this morning. This next half hour, your chance to win. Make sure you know my number, the Dimitri Radio Studio Hotline, 740-325-1490. Make it one of your favorites, 740-325-1490. You call, you're the 10th caller. You win a pair of tickets to see Gary Allen, who's going to be at the Capitol Theater on Saturday, November 8th. We'll take care of you here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5. That's coming up shortly. Back to the Steve Novotny question, the issue here. Again, I have a lot of respect for Steve, very smart guy, great resume. Is on 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on the River Talk Radio Network, not on Big Willie, not on Facebook, but on the River Talk Radio Network, and does a very good show, and is also the publisher of a blog, Lead News, and also a celebrity, local celebrity, a very smart guy, well-educated, Lindsley grad, very good athlete, was a serious pitcher in college, a very good player, a great athlete, lots and lots of good stuff for Steve Novotny, and does lots of good things in the community, lots and lots of good things. No question, absolutely no question. Monday, a week ago, he doubled down on him being the local contact for East Ohio Regional Hospital, for Harold Ramsey, and for Doc Johnson. And berated me on my show, which is fine. I can dish it out, God knows. But I can also take it. And he said I should have contacted him because he's the guy. He's the guy. He's the guy. He's the local guy. He's the guy. Fine. You're the guy. It really bothered me when I asked Harold Ramsey, when you hired Steve Novotny to carry your water, to do the heavy lifting, to be the contact person for East Ohio Regional Hospital and all the problems that we are now finding out about the collections, and even though there aren't supposed to be collections, and the court documents and the really sketchy information, not sketchy information, but the sketchy details about the purchase where the company 360 Healthcare was created one day before the purchase, and it was created in Wyoming, and then the purchase did not include any money, and on and on and on and on. All sorts of really disturbing questions about the integrity and the ethics of Harold Ramsey, who lost all of his finance licenses, the FINRA, lost the series, all the different series of these things, never got them back. Never made restitution, and we're talking allegations of tens of thousands of dollars. That's why some people might view him as a New York City carpetbagger who is coming into the valley to suck up the last dollar that he can and then maybe split the profits with Johnson, because the court papers, the ex parte stuff that was filed by the bank with the courthouse claims that a lot of the money that had been going into the Huntington account had then been transferred out, given to a Johnson, which I can only assume is Doc Johnson, and everything stinks to high heaven. Everything stinks to high heaven. So when I asked Harold Ramsey, when you hired Steve Novotny, did you make it clear to Steve that he had to disclose to everyone here in the Valley, that he is working for you, so everybody knows about the conflict of interest, that there's no misunderstanding, full transparency? And Harold Ramsey's answer was really so troubling and yet so telling. He said, in essence, well, when people see that Steve Novotny is the local contact, that's what they should infer. That's no answer. That's no answer at all. And I called out Steve on my show. And I said, in essence, in a very nice diplomatic way, why aren't you telling everyone about this incredible conflict of interest? You're being hired, you're being paid by this guy, Harold Ramsey, who lost all of his licenses, who, you know, all the sketchy stuff with this in East Ohio Regional Hospital, and yet you're writing glowing pieces about him in the lead news, and you had him on your show, and this, that, and the other. Why aren't you telling the people about your conflict of interest so they realize you're his employee? No answer. So this morning, I checked lead news just to see if he was at least making the disclosure there that, yes, that I'm actually working for this company and all that. And I couldn't believe what I read. Honestly, I couldn't. I actually shared this with Johnny O. I said, can you believe this? Our co-worker here, can you believe this? At the end of this glowing puff piece on Harold Ramsey in lead news, there is a note. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now. Here's what it says. Novotny is a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. That's it. Novotny is a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. That's at the end of this glowing, slobbering piece on Harold Ramsey and how wonderful he is and how everything is going to be great, this, that, and the other. Novotny is a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. That's what you're calling transparency? That's what you're calling full disclosure? What the hell does that even mean? Novotny is a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. Did Novotny put in some drywall and hasn't been paid? So he has a mechanics lien on the hospital? Is that what subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital means? What the hell is this? But that's what he has at the bottom of his glowing piece on Harold Ramsey. I read this and I thought, I can't be covering for this guy. I don't want anyone to think that because we both work here, hell, we work in the same studio, that somehow I'm giving Steve Novotny a pass. I mean, the more that we're learning about East Ohio Regional Hospital and all the inconsistencies, to put it mildly, and the fact that they're still pretending to be a viable business operation online, not disclosing this to all the people on earth who are on the internet, who don't know any better that it's actually been closed, and all these questions about where the hell is the money going, and Harold Ramsey is saying, well, no, we shouldn't have hired a collection agency, and that stopped, and all my listeners are saying, no, it's not stopped, it's still going on. And the bank is going, hey, whatever money you collected, you were supposed to pay us off first. The court apparently agrees, at least it's giving the indication that it agrees, and yet they're still collecting the money, and you can go online to their website, their home website, East Ohio Regional Hospital. It's eohospital.com, eohospital.com. You'll see for yourself, East Ohio Regional Hospital, and it gives the illusion that it's an ongoing, viable operation, that they're open, they're taking patients, and oh yes, they are, they have a billing department. You can call it. It does answer, because I played the audio clip for you, and you can fork over some of your money to them, whatever they claim that you owe them. Steve Novotny has got to know all of this. Steve is a very smart guy. He understands the internet. He understands everything. He's a very, very, very smart guy. He's a Lindsley grad. He has a show here, does a very good show. I encourage you to listen to it. Mondays through Fridays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the River Talk stations. Not Big Willie, no Facebook live stream, but the River Talk stations. But when I saw this morning, Novotny is a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital, and this is what he and Harold Ramsey are passing off as transparency regarding this blatant conflict of interest? No, sir. No, sir. I will not be party to this. I don't want anyone to think that I'm covering for him. Look, he's a grown man. He can speak for himself. He does not answer to me. God knows. But maybe he can explain to you, because he does answer to you, the listeners, and to the readers. How on earth can you justify this? How can you live with yourself? All this glowing stuff, all these glowing interviews with, you know, Harold Ramsey and that Regis guy from Martin's Ferry. Oh, yes, everything's wonderful. Everything is fine. Don't listen to Dimitri. He doesn't know what he's talking about. All of this stuff. And you're not, anytime you open your mouth about East Ohio Regional Hospital, you're not disclosing that you work for them. So the listeners and the readers will know that there's this incredible conflict of interest and they can decide for themselves whether to pay attention to you or not. You are deceiving them by not being fully open about your relationship with them. And this just makes it a million times worse, because what this says to me, Novotny is a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. This is not an omission. This is not, oops, I forgot to say something about this. This is a clear effort at obfuscation. And not, I'm not even sure what obfuscation means, but I think it means fooling people. A subcontractor, my Greek ass. You are the local contact person. You made that very clear last week on my show. And you're the local contact person for these guys that are, to put it mildly, are very sketchy, whose ethics are in question. Money is being sucked out of the valley here. People are going, why are they calling us time after time? They're saying that we owe money. They owe us money. We paid for our health care. They never gave that to us. They were supposed to pay us the last few weeks. They never did that. And they're owing, we got to pay them money? And Steve Novotny wants you to think he's a subcontractor, like he put up drywall? There's this wonderful movie from back in, I think, the 90s. I think I mentioned it last week. Called The Grifters. John Cusack. Annette Bening. Angelica Houston. Great film about grifters, people who are con artists. The short con and the long, a short con is like card tricks and bar tricks and you make a few bucks. Long con is when you have a long elaborate thing and you end up taking tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars from people, some of whom are very greedy and very crooked. It's a great film. Very dark, but a great film. Oh my God, is it a great film. The Grifters. I am not saying that Doc Johnson is a grifter. I am not saying that Harold Ramsey is a grifter. I am not saying that Steve Novotny is aiding in the grift. I am saying that this thing stinks to high heaven. And anytime I look at any aspect of this, I get sickened.